delighted to be joined today by John McGrew, CEO of the U.S. Division of APAX. John joined us today at CSIS for an event on prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV, or PMTCT. John, it's a pleasure to be joined by you today.
Thanks, Julia.
So I wanted to ask you about your role in the leadership group, how it operates, what its significance to PMTCT is.
Sure. We have put together a private sector effort to help on the acceleration of PMTCT. And so what we built was the Business Leadership Council for Generation Born HIV Free. We call it the BLC. And we brought together corporations from marketing like NBC Universal and WPP. We brought together banks and financial institutions like JP Morgan, APAC, CBC, companies that have been a long time funders of PMTCT in Africa, Chevron, Anglo American, Jetro. We brought doctors from Apria Healthcare, the CEO of Apria Healthcare, social media, Randy Zuckerberg. So we've tried to very specifically and in a targeted way find corporations that really want to jump in. And what I've found is that the topic of mothers and children resonates with everybody. And since this is a topic, PMTCT, and solving the issue of newborn babies being born HIV positive is something that clearly can be solved from a technical standpoint. There are no technical issues. So it's really about the delivery and the systems, and that's where the corporate world can be very helpful with technical assistance, of course, with financial resources, but also from a political standpoint, because government funding is really so critical and making sure that around the world, the developed countries that are contributing to the Global Fund or directly on a bilateral basis contributing in Africa continue to have the political support to make the kind of contributions they have historically.
And can you tell me a little bit about how the corporate sector is interacting with governments and nonprofits for this initiative?
It's not seamless, but it's something that simply requires passion. And the leaders involved in the BLC have that passion. They see that it's something that is tangible, that can be accomplished over the 3 and 4 year period that we're trying to do it. They see that their companies can bring, again, not just money, but technical skills. And so marketing-related businesses like NBC or WPP, both creating political awareness in the developed world, but also in country creating demand creation programs, how to get mothers, pregnant mothers, to understand that they should go get tested. Because solving PMTCT is pretty straightforward. It's about testing, it's about treatment, and it's about follow-up. But the first step there is critical, and it gets dropped. In many countries, we just don't have a high enough prenatal attendance to a clinic where a test can occur. And to do that is a marketing challenge, an awareness challenge. And so that's one example of how we have to break through on this issue.
Since the creation of the Leadership Council, what are you most optimistic about? What have you seen that's really given you hope and shows you that this is going to be a successful model?
Well, the Business Leadership Council stepped into this topic as the tidal wave started to build. There was already what is called the Global Steering Group, chaired by Eric Goosby from PEPFAR and Michelle Sidibe from UNAIDS. Most, if not all, of the other global leaders, funders, and technical people are involved in that global steering group. That global steering group, called the GSG, is focused only on preventing mother-to-child transmission. And so there's already this tidal wave building. And now in the last 6 months, it's really, the momentum has increased dramatically. And so we're sitting here today at the International AIDS Council, and it is a huge topic. The community has also rallied around a specific regimen, and that's one example of the kind of thing you need to break through early on to solve these problems. You can't have different countries, or it's very difficult, put it this way, to have different countries trying to do different things. in terms of protocol and how to deliver PMTCT. And even more difficult is when a country picks one, makes a huge investment in that, and 3 years later changes to another one. It's a very difficult resource-wasting process to do that. So there's real breakthroughs like that that are occurring, and the nature of the dialogue and the excitement around this is the single most important thing that makes me optimistic.
And is there anything else you'd like to add? I apologize. I didn't know we'd be doing the podcast, so I don't have a list of prepared questions. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to tell listeners about the Leadership Council and this effort and why you think it's so special?
Yeah. Well, I think the commitment of the private sector is just so critical. And the idea of public-to-private partnerships has been around for a long time, but really making them work, really making them stick, has been more challenging. And this topic resonates with people. And it's an area where corporations, I mentioned demand creation from a marketing side, but financing is a big issue. And J.P. Morgan, who is on our board, is looking at creative financing ideas, how to raise more money early on to front-end load this the cost of this solution, which has big benefits down the road. It pays itself back readily. So it's those examples. GE is working on a midwives training program with us. So there's many examples of how the private sector can step in and not only provide resources, but provide that kind of technical assistance. Most importantly, every one of these initiatives needs to be authored by the countries. Whether it's the private sector or multilateral funders or bilateral funders, the most important thing is for the local governments, the local health ministers, all the way down to the states and the local communities to really feel that this is an important issue. Because if they feel it's an important issue, what happens is they put the people on it and the talent on it to make sure that it happens. We, whether it's the private sector or the funders, can't show up with the idea that here's the money and here's the plan. That doesn't work. It needs to be locally authored plans and commitments, and then the money and the technical assistance can follow successfully.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down to speak with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Julia.